All right, March Madness, my favorite part of the day was a look over at Phil in the air in the tabletop. Like, what are you doing, old man? Or let's go. Or like, fuck you. Like, whatever it was my favorite moment.
Well, I was just like, man, who is on my ass right now? Like, I wasn't really feeling that good the first two laps, but I look over and I'm like, oh, shit, it's Phil. I didn't know you go that fast right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, can't let him pass me because I know I'll be giving shit all these next couple weeks. But, no, he was riding good. I started to pick it up by lap 3 and 4, and I would say around the halfway point, I found a good flow, and, yeah, I was just riding my race.
Both motos, you move forward, you pass guys. It was a really good day. I have to watch it again, but I think looking at you, the first moto to me was a little better. I don't know. Maybe you thought second moto was better, but.
Yeah, first moto, I just had a clutch slip. I don't know what was going on with it. But
off the start?
Yeah, it was, like, with 2 seconds left until the gate dropped, it was, like, creeping, and I was almost pulling the clutch out of the way, and I was like, great, this is not going to be good. And, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It is what it is. Made my way through the pack, but
so maybe that was why I remember it more because you were further back.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, Moto 2, I had a good groove until about 5 laps after I passed AC. 5 laps after I passed him.
Yeah.
I jammed my wrist twice in Moto 1, and I did it again Moto 2. And what was happening was I was overusing my right arm, and then my shoulder started to lock up. Okay. So then I was like. Yeah. Going down the downhills, I was trying to lean back as far as I could to rest all the weight on my legs. So,
right. You're not a Pacific Northwest guy, but you're sort of from here. I imagine you've raced here a lot. Do you get good vibes from this place? Do you like it? I mean, because like opinions about this place are all over. Some guys hate it. Some guys love it. Where are you at?
Man, as a kid, I loved this place. Okay. I mean, growing up on the 80s, I only raced here 3 times growing up as an amateur.
Oh, really? Oh, I would have thought you'd been here a bunch. Here. I know, but it's regionals and shit. I figured.
Right. My dad didn't like coming up here, but too far. Okay. But, no, yeah, it was good because I remember 60s and 80s. It was always super rutted. It fitted my style. That's what I liked riding.
Yeah.
And I remember my B year I raced here, and it wasn't very rutted. It was one line. I was like, man, I hope it's not like this for pro nationals. Yeah. And then the 3 or 4 times I've raced here, it's been like that. And I hated it. The roost hurt. Everything sucked. You couldn't pass. All about the start. I wasn't a good starter back then. And yeah.
Today was better.
Today was better. I thought the track conditions were a lot better that they put that sand in it.
Right.
Hopefully they keep mixing up some more sand to soften it up, especially up Horsepower Hill.
Right.
I mean, it still hurts really bad up that, but no, the track was good.
Yeah, well, good day for you, man. Really good, couple of good rides, and what are you going to do on the break?
I'm going to go back this week. Tomorrow I'm going to fly to North Carolina with my girlfriend, go spend some time with her family, and take the week off, and then after that, get back to the grind.
Phil said he's doing a boot camp.
He can do what he wants. He's kind of an idiot, but I mean, he did miss way more than I did, so yeah.
No, I don't mean it like you're like he just said he's doing a boot camp, and I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I know he was like, you want to do boot camp? I was like, I would love to, but every year I've done boot camp after the break or during the break, I get smoked.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I can't handle it. I just I'm an idiot when it comes to training. I just love to go wide open, right. So I need the break.
All right, well, you've earned it, man. Thank you.
Thank you.